Lieutenant Governor Shan Tsutsui has declined invitations to debate his opponents, citing scheduling conflicts. In May, when Senator Clayton He announced his candidacy for Lieutenant Governor, Tsutsui indicated that there were 80 days left in the race.
I think in this election, you know, we'll both have enough time to get our message to the voters, and I'm confident at the end of the day they'll pick someone who they think would be the best leader for our state moving forward.
But that did not include a face-to-face discussion on the issues, says a disappointed Senator He.
I'm not sure why he's not debating. To me, if you run for office, you should be available and willing to debate your opponent, and I certainly am. I know that every office that I've been fortunate and privileged to serve in, I've had to earn my way.
He would like to discuss and compare his performance as a lawmaker versus what the lieutenant governor has done in office. Tsutsui says no single lawmaker can get things done alone, and his focus has been on bringing the administration and lawmakers together.
Some economic development is important. We need to make sure people are working. Well, I'm going to continue to focus on education from early childhood all the way up to supporting our university and making sure that, you know, the safety net is there. And it's a wide gamut. I mean, it's not just one or two things. I mean, I think people expect us to come in and make sure we can tackle all of the problems because they're equally important to different constituencies.
Senator He also wants to discuss development. The Sierra Club endorsed him in part because of his opposition to Ho'opili and Koa Ridge, where 17,500 homes will be built on 2,000 acres of prime agricultural land. He says developing the urban core preserves ag lands and should benefit Hawaii's people.
But you do kaka'ako correctly. In other words, there must be enough open space. There certainly has to be schools, and you certainly should not allow developers to transfer their affordable housing credits out of kaka'ako so they can build these luxury $100 million penthouses.
In terms of winning the lieutenant governor's race, Tsutsui says it will be the voters who will decide, but he would like to be a role model and a leader who is forward-thinking.
One of the things that I hope that I can do is try to inspire the next generation, you know, and younger folks to be involved, to understand how important it is for them to be able to say what they feel and really help shape their future.
He says doing what's best for the people of Hawaii will be his foremost priority.
And sometimes we might disagree, but we don't need to be disagreeable. And if we can learn to agree and put our disagreements aside for the sake of the people of Hawaii. And if the governor and I agree, so much the better. But if we disagree, so be it.
But without a forum or face-to-face debate on issues, a comparison is hard to achieve.
I've always been a passionate advocate wherever I've been in elected office, whether it's the House, the Senate, or the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. I don't expect that I will change.
We want to continue to bring people together, continue to focus on the issues that are important throughout our state, and I'll continue to work every day just as hard as I have been for, you know, the last 11 years.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.